Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Hello there. Thank you for joining me down here in the vault, especially during the time of Samhain. That special day here in Haddonfield is nearly upon us, which is why I have chosen a rather important history tale. Fret not, I assure you, it is quite sinister. Now then, are you comfortable in that chair? Here, that is your candle. Oh, I have a special treat for you this week. In the spirit of the season, as it were. A bright, shiny red apple. No, I know your journey may have made you rather peckish, but I assure you, you will want to hold off feasting on that delicious apple until after my story. There, now we will be able to see each other. Let me douse these infernal electronic lights and see to that vault door. This close to Samhain, it is better to take precautions. Now then, do you have any plans to join the Haddonfield citizens in the town square? No? A pity. It is truly one of the only times I can walk amongst you and not stand out. Well, not that much, I mean. Here we go. I call this tale, An Apple a Day Keeps the Doctor Away. Have you ever heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Most assume, with no reason to think otherwise, that it is simply an easy-to-remember rhyme that stresses the importance of eating healthily to young children. But the saying did not originate as a harmless reminder. It was born from the settlement of Wallace, a frontier town, in the early years of Haddonfield, during the gold rush boom. A speck of civilization where food was scarce and money even scarcer. One October, when a bad drought had struck the region, a series of bloody murders swept through the town. Every night, a single home would be broken into, and anyone unfortunate enough who came upon the intruder was brutally slain. Nothing was ever stolen, save for a few scraps of food. After 2 weeks of this, the local grocer, a man by the name of Sam Chambers, set upon a plan. Perhaps this blight that had descended on Wallace, he reckoned, was merely a starving gold miner come down from the hills. Perhaps the starvation had unhinged the fellow. So, Chambers set out a few apples and a glass of goat's milk in the town square overnight. After doing this, Sam Chambers then hid himself in the tower of the church, hoping to catch a glimpse of anyone who came by. As the night wore on, and fighting fatigue, Chambers waited for any sign of life below. Then, just after midnight, he was rewarded by a chilling sight. A man carrying a black bag, like the type that old Doc Vanderklok possessed. Chambers could see by the light of the full moon, the stranger's bag was stuffed with dull, shining metal tools. and the man himself was covered from head to foot in cloth bandages, staggering into view from the direction of the town cemetery. The stranger paused at the sight of the apples and milk, then whipped his head around as if looking for the one who dared to attempt to appease him. Seized with fear, Sam ducked out of sight. All was quiet for long minutes. And then Chambers heard a most curious whistling coming from below in the town square. As the whistle faded, the iron grip of fear that clenched Sam's heart refused to let him move till sunrise. After Chambers had climbed down from the church, he witnessed that the stranger had only taken one of the apples, leaving the milk untouched. No homes were broken into that night, and no one was killed. Which is why, to this day, the town of Haddonfield continues to place out an apple or two every night during Samhain. Even long after a single apple stopped disappearing. Well now, I'm glad to see you haven't eaten that apple yet. You just might want to leave that out on your doorstep tonight. We have David Price to thank for an apple a day keeps the doctor away story. Although David didn't include his location, he did say that this was a creepypasta. Youngsters and their hepcat manner of speak. I'll never understand it. I have been told by Sage that my broadcasts have been submitted to iTunes, and we are awaiting approval. As if I needed someone's permission to relate a tale or two. Remember, if you would like to hear your scary story read on the air, you can send them to me on my Facebook page, Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So listeners, I hope you have a very happy Samhain or Halloween, and I expect to see you here next week at the same time. For more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a RetroWest production. Sleep well, and goodbye.